Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
I want that
off the
board.
And I think we need to get back to
basics. Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Amongst Friends, where the conversation is definitely for the grown and sexy. I hope you guys had a wonderful hump day, and it is crazy that tonight we will be talking about humping. The topic for tonight, ladies and gentlemen, grown and sexy people, the topic tonight is let's talk about sex and how to have better sex. So I'm super excited about talking about sex because, man, it's probably the top three things to do in this world is to have sex, but even better is to have great, great sex. As usual, we want you guys to call in at 760-683-2662. Again, that number is 760-683-2662. You can join us on our Amongst Friends group on Facebook, or you can hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/Amongst Friends. Even hit us up on Twitter at Amongst Friends. All right, I think I got all that good stuff out the way. So, I am never doing this by myself. You already know you got Joe, but I'm also with Jeff, Q, Heather, Deidre, and Brittany. We are family, we are Amongst Friends, and we're here to bring you grown and sexy conversation. So, again, the topic tonight is let's talk about sex. And how to have sex and how to have better sex. And because I'm crazy and out of the box, I want to start this night off with, start the conversation off, one, with a poem about sex by...
Joe, did you write the poem?
No, I did not write the poem. This is actually by DC author E. Ethelbert Miller, and the title is Candy. Before we undressed, you said your nipples were like chocolate, and I prayed they would melt in my mouth and not in my hands, because I would hate to stop and lick my fingers.
Jeez, I love already. This boy is starting off already.
So,
oh, my goodness.
That's what kind of talking we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to be talking about sex. So before we start, or while we're starting, we got to start with the negative. Let's start with the negative. So what is, Amongst Friends crew listeners, what is bad sex? What is bad sex? We can't talk about great sex before talking about bad sex. What is bad sex? What does that look like?
You know what? I think bad sex starts with bad foreplay. You know, I mean, everybody, and I guess one of the telltale signs oh my God, really? I think one of the telltale signs is a person who can't kiss. That's like the ultimate no. If a person can't kiss, then that dictates the whole session, and it's like it's not gonna happen. Well, at least in my opinion. So kissing starts off everything. Kissing is the beginning and the ending.
Bad sex. I say bad sex start with
stank pussy and limp dick. That's a bad sex part with.
So fine, Jess.
Yes.
No, a stank. No, time out. That's actually a very sore spot in my life. especially when beautiful women walk. What'd you say, Brittany?
This is Deidre. I said you didn't have stank.
No, I'm saying, because I love women, and I love beautiful women have stank vaginas. I was about to say something else, but I can't stand, especially when that junk smell like fish. And if y'all seen my Facebook or anything like that, every time if I'm at the welfare building or if I'm at the hospital or if I'm on the bus or the train and somebody smell like fish, I'm angry. And then I get even more angry when it's because one, smells that offend me make me angry. If I wake up in the morning and bathe, and I'm not trying to get off topic, so we're going to stay on topic, but I just think that because women have something so precious and powerful and treasured in between their legs, they should take care of it. Just like they do their nails and they get their hair done, they should take care of their kitty cat. Whatever you call it, kitty cat, vagina, whatever you call it, you should take care of it. You should go see that special doctor who looks up in that thing and make sure it don't smell like the wolf. That's all I'm saying. So I agree with you, Jeff, that will cause some bad sex if a woman's kitty cat is smelling like she ate some tilapia down there. That's wrong, out of order. Go get a shot.
Garbage juice.
So what is bad sex? Anybody else, what is bad sex? Y'all cutting up already.
Bad sex is when your partner just wants to lay there like a brick.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Excuse me, but
sometimes we be tired.
Well, then don't engage. If you tie, Brittany, don't engage. If you tie, don't engage.
Sometimes you do it for your man.
I still want some enthusiasm. Don't just sit there and
technical file.
Like I'm trying to start a forest fire or something.
If they stay there, if they lay there and don't say nothing, they just be quiet. I'm like, Rick, just open your goddamn mouth and say something.
It just
I had an experience that was so bad, it was funny. The chick was like, come on, let's do this. We go back to my room. We about to get into it. And she took off her clothes. She laid in the bed. She opened the legs. And she took her thumb and stuck it in her mouth and sucked on her thumb the whole time. I got oohs and ahs and all of that, but it was just like that was all I got.
No hip movement. No hip to thrust ratio, nothing like that.
Word, that was it.
Hold on. No what? No hip to thrust ratio.
Hip to thrust. You know when the man thrusts in, she shoot that hip forward. Yeah.
She was like a fish out of water, not fighting. Just here you go. That's bad.
I can't with you amongst friends. I cannot with you people. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I am done. All right, back to the show. Does anybody else look like you guys pretty much got the whole dead sex thing? I'm dead right now. I'm just dead. But remember, guys, we want to hear from you. Hit us on chat, hit us on the call. Oh, these are my friends, people. I can't with them.
God. Oh, my God.
760. If they only knew. If they only knew. 760-683-2662.
Oh,
we talking about sex tonight, guys. We talking about sex
God.
And how to have better sex. I cannot with y'all. All right. So, look, I know we have often debated, guys, we've often debated that on whether or not men and women can have sex with no strings attached. And we came to the agreement, sort of. We came to the agreement, just for the sake of this conversation, we came to the agreement that both men and women can have sex with no strings attached or casual sex. But my question, or what I want to ask you guys tonight is, okay, so we know we don't have to have, so to speak, emotions to have sex with people. We just need, as Deidre often says, just, you know, a hard dick and a wet vagina. So we got that. But is there some type of spark that is needed, Deidre? Or, you know, is it not just the emotion, but I'm saying, is there something that has to be there for sex to happen besides just what you need anatomically? Like, is there that spark or that animalistic attraction? Does something need to be there? What do you guys think?
Of course, there needs to be some type of attraction. I mean, because if there's no attraction, then there's no wetness, there's no hard dick, there's none of that. So there has to be something. It could be just a big penis.
Stop talking about me.
Ain't nobody talking about
these two.
I agree with Deidre. It doesn't have to be emotional, but then it has to be some type of attraction. Whether it's physical, whether it's mental, or like I said, whether it's just sexual, it's some type of attraction that has to go down.
And does that?
I don't think anybody could just have sex just to do it. It has to have something behind that.
Yeah, I want to nut.
You stupid boy.
Word up. When you just want a nut, that's it. Plain and simple. I don't want to really talk to you. I just want you to open all three orifices and just let me get. Yeah, because I just want a nut.
So do you think about other people then? If you're having sex with somebody that there's no like attraction to, I guess, and you just want a nut.
Why would you do that to yourself?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But and I guess for men, I don't know if women, and please let me just go ahead and apologize for anyone that might be offended, but this is true. Fellas, I know, and wait, let me say not know. I'm going to ask Q and Jeff, and, you know, before y'all settling down days, did you guys ever have night fighters? And if no one knows what, do y'all know what a night fighter is?
No.
No.
Never heard that.
Okay. A night fighter is a woman or a man, for women who, you know, have night fighters, is a man or a woman who you do not bring out in public. You only deal with them at night for sexual satisfaction when all your other, when your dime pieces or your main chick or whatever just ain't willing to give it up. You hit up the night fighter. She always available because nobody don't really mess with her because, she got everything but a face. That's what a night fighter is. Like, literally, you don't even, unless you take her to the movie theaters because it's dark and you have that, that's what a night fighter is. Have y'all ever had one of those?
No.
Yes.
No. Jack?
Good job, Q. I'm proud
Thank
of you.
You, sir. Thank you, sir.
I'm not. I can't knock myself on the back for that one. Times were hard at one point, and I've had one of them, you know. Beautiful on the inside, though. Beautiful on the inside, but, you know, the society wouldn't have called this young woman attractive.
Hey, Joe, you said she was beautiful on the inside?
On the inside, yeah. Oh, and can put it down too. I mean, but she had to. I mean, she kind of had to be skilled in that department.
Here's my thing. Not so attractive, chick, and I don't know, but the rest of the brothers, y'all can chime in on this too. But females who are less than attractive, they got the bomb. They got that killer. My lord. Excuse me, I'm having a flashback. They got that killer.
Yeah, that's because it's not in service, sir. It's just
exactly.
But Joe, you said homegirl was beautiful on the inside. Did your dick tell you that, or was that some other thing?
No, she no, she. You know that's what you say to somebody that's not attractive to anybody else. You don't want to be like you just ugly. You say, yeah, you beautiful on the inside. This is so wrong. I'm so sorry. But Deidre, Brittany, have y'all ever had night fighters?
No.
No, I haven't.
Y'all so I love that. My mush friends people are beautiful. Y'all never had a man y'all would not take out in public?
I mean, cute on them.
I'm done for the night. Good night, mush friends. Good night. Y'all have a wonderful night. Y'all can take control of this show because Deidre and Q have flatlined me. I'm done.
It's all jokes.
She did not call that man a knife fighter. I am gone.
Wow.
You want to know what?
It's all love. It's all love.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, even the reason I brought the whole Night Fighter thing up, one, because I was trying to see if my boys knew what Night Fighter was, so I can't wait for us to all go out to dinner so we can talk about this more. But I brought it up because sometimes you might not have the physical attraction, but there's that sexual animalistic attraction and or the spark that you need, you know, to get it in. And they might have two rows of teeth. You know, you might be a little scared for them to take a knee because they got, like, two rows of teeth or whatever. Or they might have an eye that kind of spins out of control when they think too hard. You know, anything can happen.
Wait.
Joe, you can't be clapping on a handicap, man.
No, I'm not talking about the handicap. I'm not talking about handicap people. I'm just talking about attractively challenged, because it's not nice to call people ugly. It's not. And even if the people that we may look at as beautiful, there's somebody that might not find them attractive. You know?
Joe was talking about cannibalistic humanoid underground dwellers.
But what I'm saying is, if you have that spot, they might not be attractive by the world standards, but you still have that spark with them. And so I like that you guys all said that you do need that spark. You might not need the emotion or lack thereof, but you do need some type of spark in order to get the sex in. So I just wanted to see what you guys thought about, you know, having that spark, even if you don't maybe have the physical attraction. You know, maybe it's something else that gets you sexually charged about a woman. So moving on to the next question, what gets you guys sexually charged towards the sex that you like to have sex with?
Let's let the lady ask first. I want to hear from Brittany and Deidre.
Come on now. I will say, I'm really into foreplay. So I will say that some great foreplay worked for me. to get me charged for a great time.
Okay, I got a question, Britt. I got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's and this is just, you know, let's just say that, okay, you meet a guy, and, you know, y'all get intimate, and he has nice hands, he's rubbing all over your body, whatever, you know, he's making everything tingly. But, you know, mm-hmm. the moment he wants to go down and eat, his eating skills is less than what you expect.
Yes, that happens.
So what did you do? Did you just say, you know what?
I've been in that situation before. Sometimes I'll let it continue, but other times I would just stop the whole process and go straight into the whole sex act. If you can't eat right, like, I don't even want to deal with you. Like, it's uncomfortable for me if you don't know what you're doing. So there would be times, like I said, I'll let it continue, but then there were other times where I would just stop it altogether and just do what we need to do and be done.
And she's not talking about eating. She's not talking about eating food, people. She is talking about cunnilingus or licking before you stick in.
Yeah, everybody is not talented in that area for so.
And that's a shame too.
Yeah, it's pretty easy if you ask me. I mean, but hey, everybody.
It's not easy. It is not easy.
I'm sure. What's not easy about it? I mean,
it's not easy because each woman has their own different spot of where to go.
Right, but
so
what may work
for one woman, you try to do it to her, and you try to do it to another woman, and it's just not going to work.
Okay, so then that's where the communication needs to come in, so you can figure out how to please her correctly.
With that, some women be like, you should be skilled, so I shouldn't have to tell you where to go.
Oh, Lord.
And some women, no pun intended, don't open their mouths. They're like,
I'm
gonna
tell
you. Get down here.
Well, yeah, if they don't open their mouths, then that's on her.
I'm gonna tell
okay,
you what.
I don't think it's a difficult task. I mean, I do understand everybody is different, but I mean, I don't know how many coochies you out there eating. But if you know, if you got one consistent one, learn your woman. Here's the thing that I found
works pretty good now, and it kind of goes at what Q is saying, that all women are different. All women are different, but I think that if you, when you're about to go down on a woman, there's three important things you need to do. You need to, in your head, pull up everything that you've done ever with your tongue to a woman. Second thing, you need to identify that clitoris. And number three, you need to identify that vagina. Once you get those three things going, you can just start running down the list. And I'm trying to tell you, when she squeezes you, when she locks your head in between them thighs, oh, you're on the right track, buddy. So I think that if you just go at it that way, I think that you will have a nice percentage of success when you pop up and your chin is soaking wet and all of that juice and goodness, that seventh time coming situation. Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Deidre, can we have your answer to the question, Deidre?
Deidre over there masturbating.
No, I'm not.
Ooh.
And
because
Deidre's not over there vibrating. She's not doing that because we don't hear no D batteries.
she over there twittering.
But not on Twitter.
But I'm not.
Not on Twitter.
She's sweet.
Think about that.
Come on, give it to us.
To be perfectly honest with you, a guy that's very confident in himself, who's like a manly man, you know, you put those two things together, that can get a girl going. Simple as that. Now, on the flip side, to say what Brittany was saying about, you know, she'd stop it. No, we don't stop sex. We just direct them to the right place. That's all we do.
Some women do. Not all women do, baby. Some women
do. Well, I'm telling you, see, if you're going to have sex, then you need to enjoy sex from the beginning.
Yeah, say that.
And so if you're going to allow him to get up in the stuff, then you need to make it worth your while. And even if that means, I'm finna get mine, and you better get yours.
I love this conversation.
It's finna go down. Do you hear me? We finna work it out. Where are you going? You ain't finished. You ain't finished.
And two things to that. Let me say these two things. One, I think, like Brittany said, I think everyone should be skilled at foreplay. Because, one, and here's the reason why I say that. One, research shows, and we've kind of talked to this before, but research shows that the average man takes 7 minutes to reach orgasm, and the average woman takes 20 minutes. So there has to be something in there to get. That's just average. That's not what all men make, just on average. So it just shows the disparity in between a man reaching orgasm and a woman reaching orgasm. So you got to do a little bit more, fellas, to get not all women, but most women where they need to be. And so that's where good foreplay comes in.
Well, if a woman knows her body, she knows how to get that orgasm quickly.
I mean, that's true, but you ain't trying to just be in there every time having to do all the work to get you there, though, Deidre. You want your man to be able to know how to take you there.
Right, but I'm saying if she knows her body, she can direct him in, babe, this is what makes me feel good. So then when they have sex again, he knows automatically.
No, I can go with that. I just thought you were saying, you know, she can do it every time. I'm just saying, you know, sometimes you might do need to guide him or do it yourself, get you there yourself while doing the act with him. But every now and then most of the times, you at least want your man to come in and tear you up, and you ain't had to do nothing but breathe.
Right.
Taking oxygen. You just taking in oxygen.
You got to show him first.
Demolished you. Yeah. I mean, depending on the situation, you do. So, good foreplay is very important, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in our discussion. But, you know, I just think that I think both men and women should be skilled at oral sex. Even if that's not something.
I agree.
Even if that's not something you really like to do, ladies, and some men, because I have met some fellas that just not down for going down on their woman. I think that's crazy. I think that's absurd. But to each his own. They're not single. They got other things that their women appreciate about them, I guess.
Okay.
If you're trying to keep your woman, if you're trying to keep her for good, she ain't going nowhere, she ain't thinking about nothing, get good at going down on her, and vice versa, ladies, you know.
So I got a question. So for the ladies, I love asking this question. What goes through your mind when you are giving oral sex?
What is going through your mind when you are giving oral sex to your man? What is going through your mind?
Oh, not as silent as shit.
It depends.
I'll let DJ go first.
It depends.
On?
It depends. Well, it depends on the dude. Because sometimes...
Go ahead, Deidre. Grown and sexy conversation.
this one time, I had an experience, and it was... Yeah, I can't share that with you. I can't talk about that
one. You can't share it. Sherry,
yes, you can, Sherry. You was
choked. No.
I no, stopped myself,
I
so.
I have
what?
Good gag.
Stop myself.
What happened?
I have good gag reflex. I'm just going to say that the situation I was in, someone was not doing something correctly, so I had to show them how to do it.
They wasn't
yeah.
good at getting head.
Giving.
Okay.
Oh, giving it. Oh. No, so I think his question was, what goes through your mind when you're giving head?
Right.
Yeah, that's my first
time. I need to show you how it's done.
No. Deidre, when you are going down. When you are going down.
When
he going down
head,
on you.
When you giving a dude head, what goes through your mind while you're doing it?
Okay, I'll answer.
Thank you.
Okay, so when I am giving my boyfriend head,
sorry, boyfriend.
My mind is basically just trying to make his toes curl, like just trying to be as freaky as possible, as nasty as possible.
Oh gosh.
Keep talking.
I just get in a zone, like where you just want to
do, girl.
Where you just want to make it nasty and you want to make it bomb for him. You know, that's pretty much, I mean, that's what I'm just so focused on the age. I'm just so into that.
So, Brittany, how do you make a bomb, baby? And say it real slow. How do you make a bomb?
I'm sorry, what?
I said, how do you make it bomb? And you know, when you can just talk real slow. Talk real slow.
Yo, you stupid, yo.
I'm not good with you. I mean,
I think that's a pretty good question.
Do I have to answer that?
No, you don't have to do anything. But it sure would be nice for the Amongst Friends radio show.
What?
What's going through your mind when you going down on a woman?
I ain't finished with Brittany yet. I don't know
what the hell. We're gonna change this whole thing and you can answer Joey's question. I'll think about answering.
Why are you still?
behave yourself.
I'm behaving. We're talking about the topic, and I'm just saying you said that you give the ball, you know, you just get into this mind frame. I'm just asking,
so,
you know, with what mind frame? I mean, what thing do you do to make a beast? You know,
so Brittany, how you can answer this? You can depersonalize it by turning it into like an instructional session for other women. So you could say,
really?
Ladies, this is how you
Thank
should
you
do
Joe.
It.
Thank you, Joe.
Huh?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you, my brother.
come back to me. Come back to me with that one.
Oh, that's some bullshit. That's some bullshit.
I don't feel like giving you guys instructions on how I do something.
Please.
No, not how you do it, how women should do it.
Okay, but where would she be gaining her where would she be getting her experience?
She could be talking from she got it from Cosmo or something.
You know what, Joey?
Did he say Cosmo?
Really?
Yeah.
Did he say
Cosmo? Did y'all not be in the grocery store and see the little books and then be like how to give your man mind blowing?
Oh. No.
Yeah, so maybe she got it from Cosmo. I don't know. Online, Oprah, whatever the heck, the old lady that used to come on the channel. I don't know.
If you got dick sucking skills from Oprah, I'm scared of you because I can't see any man putting his dick nowhere near Oprah's mouth.
But man, you crazy. I debate. You crazy.
Oh.
I wasn't married and she offered me $1 million.
Who, Oprah?
Nah,
oh, man, please.
She got to throw $1 million at Joe. She got to Joe. Dick your dick. Give him a lot of Joe.
She didn't have to throw $1 million. She would pay my student loans off.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
trying
to pay
my student loans to pay my mortgage. We in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just going off what Jeff said. This is a hypothetical thing. No disrespect to her or whatever, because I might, you know, we might end up on the Oprah show. I don't want her to come back and be like, remember what you said on the Oprah show? So, you know, that was Jeff Oprah. That wasn't Joe. That was Jeff. It's hypothetical.
Oh, my Lord. Word up, Dr. Stanley Smell heard a 3D that she was fat as
Did she just start rapping?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
What was the question? What is?
What happened?
What was the question? What was the last question that was on the tape?
Yeah, I think Joe asked me something. I forgot what the question was. Anyway.
Okay.
Where's Joe?
I think he was asking you, like, what goes through your mind when you're giving a woman head?
What goes through my mind when I'm giving a woman head? You know what, and this might sound really, really chauvinistic, but I'm not thinking about her. I'm thinking about the task at hand. So, you know, I'm not thinking about her. I'm just enjoying the session because I love to eat. So. I'm not worried about her feelings. And that may, I mean, in the roundabout way, that may sound kind of mean, but it's like I'm all about the task at hand. I'm all about, and I just shut everything out. I'm just shut, and I'm just enjoying myself, you know.
But do you pay attention if she's enjoying it or not enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah, because I think guys always want to go for that when she huffs and puffs and pants and, you know, and all that, you know. So I guess I'm worried about the I'm tuned in from her body language, but I think that's about it. If she says we'll eat here or lick right here, I'm not going to do it. I just go. For the response.
Well, that's all right, because she ain't going to tell you that if you're doing it right, she ain't going to be able to talk. So she's going to be pointing, she's going to be moving it towards where she wants you to, you know, because she ain't going to be, it ain't going to be a whole lot of coherent words if you're doing it right.
No, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Those words, not, you can be like, what you say? I didn't catch that last couple of those last 12 words you said. Was that a sentence?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, man. Okay, so again, we do want your opinion. We want to hear from you. The number is 760-683-2662. So now we want to talk about, we talked about bad sex. We talked about, you know, can we have sex with no strings attached. We talked about the spark. So let's talk about how we can go from just having, go from having sex to having better sex. And as usual, you know, I like to do my top 10 list so not top 10, but just a list of 10 components of great sex. And we're going to try our best to get through them, you know, while we're talking, but 10 components of great sex. So number one, if you want to have great sex, you have to at least have two willing participants who agree or at least have a mutual understanding of what they want out of the encounter. So number one is at least two willing participants. That means, and I say at least because some people, you know, they like to have more than just themselves in the party. So that's why I said at least two, because I'm trying not to discriminate. But at least two willing participants who agree or at least have a mutual understanding of what they want out of the encounter.
Okay.
And
I agree.
And the reason I say that is most people who come into having sex, both people ain't agreeing on what's about to happen. They don't. And I said at least have an understanding. So, you know, especially you see it all the time where guys like, look, I done bought you dinner. I don't think men should subscribe to this, but I'm just giving an example. I done bought you dinner. I done took you to the movies. I opened all the doors. You know, now we're at my house, and I'm ready to get down and dirty. And she's either slightly apprehensive about it or she's like, that's a no-go. And that does not make for great sex. You could probably still have okay sex. You could have good sex, maybe. Or you can walk away with blue balls. But if you have two people who are willing, key word there is willing, and they have agreed either verbally or non-verbally that this is about to go down, that is one way or one of the starting ways that you can go from bad sex or good sex to great sex. What do you guys think? What's your thoughts?
I agree. But using that scenario that you use, if one party, I don't think sex should be owed to anybody. Just because, you know, say like for instance, me and Brittany go out on a date and, you know, I take her to dinner, you know, I take her to the movies, you know, that should mean that, you know, at the end of the night, I should be going up to Brittany and be like, so what's up, what's going on, you know, and she gives me that crazy look. So I don't think it should be, oh, you know. But if Brittany say, you know, well, you know, I'm not feeling it right now, you know, maybe later on, okay, that's fine. Right, Britt?
Right.
All right, so number two. Both individuals should set out to please one another first while being mindful of the pleasure they want themselves.
Say that one more time.
Both individuals should set out to please one another first while being mindful of the pleasure they want themselves.
I don't don't know, because if I'm on a mission.
I don't know about that one either.
Yeah,
I don't know about
that one either. If I'm on a mission, if I was walking through a building and I saw Deidre with her hair fried and dyed and she had that tight skirt on and them heels on, oh, I'm in beat up mode. I don't care. I might not care nothing about her having any fun. I just want to know that I put it down. I beat it to death. I did my thing. I did my fizz naive. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, I did my fizz naive. And she's going to be all right when I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you. And that's why I said, you know, this is the components of great sex. So you're going
okay.
beyond just, you know, the okay or the good, you know, because, you know, a lot of times that beat it up sex is good sex. But we're talking about going from good to great. And, you know, I think if both people get out of the mindset of, I mean, because that's only going to take you so far. And we'll talk about that a little, that's down the line. But, you know, when you're trying to go with great sex, it's that whole thing of where you kind of got that mentality that, look, I already know I'm going to beat it up. I already know I'm going to tear it up, but I really want this person to know, to feel that I'm coming in to make you come. I'm coming in to make you explode. Like that's, and I think if both individuals, and that's why, because sometimes you just have one person that has that mentality, and then you have, you know, and then the other person is just like, yeah, it's just sex, or let me go ahead and get this out the way. You know, things like that, or I'm out to get mine and mine alone, and I don't care whether she gets it or whether he gets it or not, as long as I get mine. And I think that's what kind of hinders a lot of people from having good or great sex, is that you don't have that I want to please you, I want to make you happy. And then on the other side of the spectrum, the people that are overachievers or overthinking it, they forget what it takes to make, you know, what it, that's why I say, and be mindful of the pleasure that they want themselves. Because sometimes you could just be an overachiever and you are left, you know, stranded. You left with a full sack or, you know, whatever women have a full of.
Oh my God.
Brittany, Deidre, what y'all think about number two?
Oh my Lord.
I know y'all really cut up when we be talking about sex. Good gracious.
It's your behind. It's not me, it's you. Oh.
All right, number three, be creative and fluid, not robotic and boring.
Fluid.
Yeah, be creative and fluid, no pun intended, not robotic and boring. That's number three.
Robotic.
Robotic. Yeah, like a robot.
My reason was number three.
Okay, why?
I mean, who wants somebody that's robotic?
What? Well, no. I guess the thing about, the good thing about sometimes being robotic is once you know what to do, the pleasure becomes sort of repetitious. You know, it's like... I just lost my train of thought. So if a guy goes down on a woman and she just comes crazy, I guess in the guy's mind, okay, the next time I'm gonna do this, I know what to do. So I think in that aspect, things can become sort of robotic because you know what to do, and that's gonna be your thing to do from now on.
I mean, I kind of see where you're coming from, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it mentality.
Exactly.
But, again, it's kind of one of those things where when something becomes routine, you know, it kind of loses its, you know, it loses that spark or that excitement or whatever, because you're kind of just like, okay, we got a routine. I don't feel like working no more. I figured out how to solve this puzzle, and I'm good. And not kind of realizing, I mean, it's different if you are having, you know, if you're having sex with many different women or you just on the casual sex thing, again, not judging, not saying this is what you should or you shouldn't do. That's not what I'm saying. But if you're at that point in your sexual walk in life or whatever, however you want to describe it, then you're not really looking to change things up, or, you know, you can have that kind of mentality or whatever because you just like, yo, I'm smashing a different joint every day, or I'm getting dicked down every other day by a different man. I don't care about, you know, whether it's routine or robotic or whatever. But when you're in a relationship or a committed swingership or committed polyamorous or whatever you want to be in, you know, people change. Like, their taste change, their body changes, their mindset changes. And so you do have to kind of get more creative and spontaneous. And I think the robotic and, I mean, you know, the robotic and the creative, I mean, the creative and the fluid, being creative and fluid kind of speaks to, you know, not letting it just fall into a routine, not letting it become mundane or letting it become business as usual, you know, especially when it comes to sex. Like, you want to be spontaneous. It's more than, okay, we just going to do it in the bedroom or we just going to do it on the couch or whatever. Like, there's some spontaneity to it. There's some out-of-the-box kind of thinking, at least every once in a while or every, you know, however you do it. Like, you surprise your mate, you surprise your spouse, your girlfriend, whatever, you know, your husband, your boyfriend, whatever he is, like, you surprise them, you do something different. And that's the part with when you have great sex, that it's creative, it's fluid, it's spontaneous, it's, you know, it's out of the box, it's explosive, you know, it's all of those things. And it's not just, all right, let me get on top, bam, 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 all right, I'm going to sleep, or all right, let me just give you this hand job, let me just give you this BJ so you won't be crying, and, you know, and then you're just like, what? I can go do this myself. Because you just tried it. And I'm sorry, but ladies, let me just say this. It's just nothing worse. It's nothing worse in life besides getting a shot or, you know, it's just nothing worse in life than for a woman to give you a lazy blowjob or a woman to give you a lazy hand job. Like, that's just terrible. And I implore you, if you don't want to do it, just don't.
Just get into doggy style.
Yeah.
Just get into doggy style position. That's all.
Just get wet and let me take care of business. Cause don't waste my time. Cause you get your hopes up and then that joint is just like, what? You just not even trying.
Come back home.
I'm sorry. So please be creative and fluid. even lady, when you give in or just the basic hand job. And don't ever forget the power of a hand job, ladies. You don't forget the power of a hand job. Your man will appreciate every now and then you're taking it back to the basics. And the hand job, basic, non-invasive, but very, very effective, ladies. Just letting you know. The hand job.
I think dudes need to instruct their women how to do it, because there's some women who can't.
Yeah, there is.
That's what we're okay. So, like Brittany said in the beginning, it all goes back to communication. We all need to, you know, communicate with our mates, our partners, how we like our things done, how we like to be kissed, how we like to be eaten, how we like to be slurped, how we like to be felt up, you know, how to be sexed, and I think that's one of the problems is everybody thinks that this is. That they're supposed to, like, know. And sometimes you don't know.
I'd rather you come in here and be like, that's actually number four. We can talk about that. Number four is have a try it attitude. Attitude is important when you want to have great sex. It's all about the attitude. It's all about the thought process. It's all about your perception of what you're going, what this encounter, what this sexual moment is about to be. And if your attitude is, nah, I don't do that. Nah, you get one of them little hoes to do that, or, you know, all the other stuff that men and women say to each other. Men and women say to each other when they've reached a place of, you know, being uncomfortable sexually or not being vulnerable enough. If you want to have great sex, you want to have better sex, you want to have great sex, you have to have a try attitude. And I'm not saying try everything. I'm not saying do everything, but even just with, like we were just talking about, even with just the basic stuff, like a hand job, like you got to have that try it, go get it, attitude. You can't just be all rigid and stiff and lazy. Laziness will have you lonely.
Oh.
Laziness will have you lonely. You gotta have a try it, go get it attitude if you want better sex or you want great sex. You gotta get out of the lazy, complacent mode. You can't just stay there, especially long-term relationships, committed relationships, and marriages. Like, you can't just have that lazy, complacent attitude when it comes to sex, because it's just going to get worse. It's just going to be bad. You're just going to have a sexually frustrated spouse, and it's just not cool. Your dinner not going to be good. Conversation's not going to be good. Like, it's attitudes, all of that stuff. Sex does wonders, and it does wonders for you as a person, as an individual, as a couple. It does wonders. So why not have great sex? Have a try it attitude. That's number four. Have a try it attitude. Let them tie you up sometimes. Let them hit it from the back. If you don't make, you know, if you're not comfortable with it or you're not used to how deep it goes when they penetrate from the back, you got to learn how to, you know, get your muscles in order, ladies. You know, learn how to control and contort that back and them hips, you know. So because every guy, I don't know a lot of guys that don't like hitting their women from the back. I don't know. I just don't know. You can call in and tell me if I'm wrong, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Have a try it attitude. Fellas, if you're not one for going down, can you give it to her on her birthday, Christmas, wrap it up, put it in, you know.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up in a box and surprise her. I don't know, whatever you need to do. You know. If you're not a, you know, even for me, and I'll just say for me, I think a lot of my issue is I'm not really a PDA person. So even down for that for a woman, sometimes it's not as deep for women sexually. Sometimes it goes back into the foreplay and things like that. And, like, a lot of women like the hand-holding or the kissing in public or, you know, the public flirtation and things like that. And I've even had to kind of adjust because I'm not a PDA person. And I don't like to see people kissing and stuff like that's gross. But, you know, for a lot of women like that, they want to see that their man can kind of come out of that shell or come out of that way of thinking and, you know, hold their hands in public or give them a kiss in public or hug them or flirt with them and things like that.
Wait, Michelle, how come you don't like it? What's wrong?
I don't know. I guess it was just because it just kind of grossed me out to see other people kissing. So I just never want somebody to be looking at me and be like, ugh, that's gross, because that's what I'm saying in my head.
Bullshit.
I think Joe is trying to hide deeper commitment issues, because if he was to kiss and show emotion like that out in public, then that would mean that the other women that were looking at him through the side eye trying to get his attention while he was walking with his wife would stop, because they would realize that he's a committed man in a committed relationship, and they can't really approach him because he's with the woman and he's actually walking and talking with her. She's not just some cousin or something like that. So, Joe, I think you're just trying to mask it, and I think what you should do is...
I can't. First of all, you're not going to psychoanalyze me, one. Two, that is not it at all.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
This is another thing, Joe. Like, if you kiss your girl and shit, if you kiss your wife, other females be like, oh, that's so nice, and, you know, that's a sign of a good dude, man, who's not afraid of showing, you know, affection to, like, you know, his woman.
I'm a lot better.
Like,
I'm a lot better now. I mean, I still got more work to do, but, you know, that was one of the things where it's just like, oh, in the bedroom, oh, yeah, I ain't got, there's not many apprehensions I have in the bedroom, but the part that I needed to work on was just the PDA. Yeah. Oh, in private, oh, yeah, if, you know, got no issues with that, but just kind of, you know, even like with the, you know, the cuddling and things like that, like those are all the things that I needed to work on.
Mhm.
Because, I mean, you ain't got your boys or your uncle or whatever like that, and I'm, you know, want to stay on top of it, but you don't really have, like, the guys that teach you about, you know, guys that teach you about sex and stuff like that saying, yeah, you got to cuddle your woman, yeah, you got to, you know, give her a kiss. You know, they ain't saying all that stuff to you. They not saying that. They telling you to beat it up, destroy it, demolish it, then, you know, roll over, go to sleep, or go out and get your next one.
Hey, Deidre, do you like to cuddle?
Yes.
No. Oh.
I'm sorry, Deidre. Do you like to cuddle?
Yes, I like to cuddle.
Oh, that's so sweet, Deidre.
I know.
Brittany, do you like to cuddle?
Absolutely.
That's why
you're
pregnant now? Oh, that's so
sweet. Nah, cuddling didn't do that.
Do you guys not like to cuddle?
It all depends.
I know, it's like y'all don't like to cuddle afterwards. Like, y'all just kind of be on some... Let me go to sleep type stuff.
I'd rather spoon than cuddle. Spooning is a little bit like cuddling. But I like spooning because I like feeling titties. When titties will make me go to sleep.
I know, I just fixed it. Oh, man. No, but seriously. Let me clear up the cuddling thing. First of all, I don't know what it's like for women. I mean, unless y'all having, like, one of them serious G-spot squirting type orgasms. But when a man, has an orgasm, that joint takes your life.
Yes, it does.
Especially if it's good.
Yes, it does.
Especially if it's good,
yes,
or especially if she give you one of them, if your woman give you one of them blowjobs with that, she using mouth, hand, all that stuff, and she looking in your eyes and she swallowed, like, you about to be girl. You about to be out of here. And it's not that I don't want to cuddle with you. It's not that I don't want to be next to you. I don't want to be near to you. I'm done. I'm drained. My heart has hit the peak. I got to go. I got to wake up. I got to first of all, I'm trying to remember if this is even real. Did this just happen to me? That's when you know you had an orgasm out of this world, is and when your man is like, I don't even remember that happening, cuz the oxygen left his brain and went down to his junk. So, it's not that all I just fall asleep just cuz I'm trifling. I'm gone. It just took everything out of me.
You ever got head from a woman who knew what the hell she was doing on a regular day, and then she went and popped a cough drop in her mouth?
Yep.
And then did it? Woo!
Tell her to put an Altoid in the mouth, son.
Oh my
either one, or mint toothpaste. Either one, just the mint. Okay.
Oh.
Let me go to number five, because I ain't gonna be able to. That's serious right there, man. Man, when is the take the knee? I can't wait till the take the knee topic. That is, I'm gonna school y'all. All right, number five. Be willing to go deeper and explore more than just the physical aspect of sex. Be mindful of your partner's feelings, emotions, spirituality, and thoughts as it relates to sex and sexuality. If you want to have great sex, be willing to go deeper and explore more than just the physical aspect of sex. So, I mean, and I hear you, Q. It is a lot to think about, but and again, this is not for people that's just, you know, having casual sex or just not, and it's not more of a relational thing, but this, you know, having great sex, especially when you build in a relationship or you're developing a relationship with one another, like you gotta go a little bit deeper, because, you know, like I said, with relationships, things do kind of get stale. I don't know why that happens. I don't know, you know, I really don't know the reason why we don't continue to learn and grow with one another, but it just happens. Life just happens. And so when it comes to sex, like, and number five is looking at intimacy, is looking at empathy, is looking at heightened communication, and we brought that up a lot. And sexual communication isn't important in whatever aspect of your relationship or whatever kind of relationship you have, in friendships and dating relationships or even in casual sex relationships. Like, you have to communicate. You have to talk to one another. You have to gain an understanding. And if you want to have great sex, you got to communicate, and it has to be heightened. And what that means is you are in tune. You're working to become in tune with one another, even in communicating. You want to seek to liberate your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend. You want to liberate them sexually, because there's a lot of people, there's a lot of men and women who aren't free with their sexuality. There's a lot of, you know, people have put a lot of rules and attached a lot of guilt and shame to sex, and so a lot of people live out that in their bedrooms, and how they have sex and how they relate, how they talk about sex. You know, people not as free as we are on this show, you know, talking about sex and sexuality and what you want, what you like, what you don't like. A lot of people are not free to talk about their fantasies or their desires, even with their, you know, even with the person they're in a relationship with. And so number five is just so important, because you know, you want to be free to explore one another, not just physically, though, not just, you know, not just okay, you're hard, she's wet, you come, she comes, but just you want to make it deeper because there's more than just the basic orgasm. It's more than just, you know, and yeah, you guys can jump in and attest to this, but there's a difference. There's a difference. I believe we talked about this, like, when we first started this show, but there's a difference between, like, the orgasm you get from masturbation, the orgasm you get from head, the orgasm you get from, you know, good sexual intercourse, the orgasm you get from, you know, for a woman, the orgasm you get from your G-spot and your C-spot and all the other spots ladies might have, you know, just the different levels and intensity to your orgasms. And, you know, in tantric sex, there's the that final release where, you know, where you're holding out or you're holding on to that orgasm and you're connecting on a spiritual and physical level until you both kind of simultaneously reach that final release together, and all the sexual tension that you had throughout the day or throughout the years, however deep you connect tantrically, is released. And, you know, that's supposed to be a whole nother, the whole spiritual orgasm is supposed to be a whole different level. So, you know, wherever you're trying to go, you want to just find out, you want to explore deeper, more intimately, you know, where your spouse is sexually, where you guys are, and beyond just the physical. So that's number five.
I had a real spiritual episode in the basement of a church. Does that count? Spiritual.
Oh my God! Keep it moving.
Do you know how much I hate him right now? The hate in my heart for him right now at this moment for that. I knew he was going to say something crazy.
Sister Johnson knew she was just dead wrong for wearing that skirt with them thongs that day, boy.
Oh, my Lord.
I had to touch
Joe, what's number six? Joe?
But I'm before we move to number six, I'm just interested in, you know, if anybody has any thoughts on that.
No, we're clear.
Crystal.
Okay. Ladies, no thoughts? Oh, y'all clear, crystal clear as well?
Yep. Crystal clear.
Okay. So do you think, okay, let me ask this. Do you guys think you should go deeper?
Should you go deeper than
just the physical?
I try to go deeper every time, so.
I know, Jeff. Good for you, buddy.
It all depends on the person you're trying to vibe with. I mean, if it's just somebody that you just want to have sex with, then I don't think you should just go deeper. But if somebody that you feel some type of connection with, you can't do that. And you know what? You have to. This is the part where, you know, communication is essential, because you don't want to get emotionally involved with somebody who's emotionally unstable. You have to, you know, you have to, like, talk it out, be like, you know, this is how I feel, you know, this is da-da-da, and da-da-da. Then that person has to be some type of a match, you know, because there's some, you know, males or females who, you know, you just can't do that to. You just can't do it for whatever reason.
Yeah, but what about those times when you talk about perfect match? Well, yeah, so today you are matching up with the body requirements that I'm looking for. Dead ass, dumb titty, dumb lips.
But Jeff, she could be fighting all outdoors. But if she ain't clicking upstairs, you know, or if she's not, Jeff.
I just need her to be rocking that thing, like, that's all I need. Right there.
Number six, you two. Number six, never use sex as a weapon or a punishment in a negative way.
I disagree.
Okay. Never use sex as a weapon or a punishment in a negative way.
I disagree.
Mm-mm. See, now we've heard that.
Because
we've heard stories of that time and time again. The old school stories where a woman will hold sex from her man because he didn't give her what she wanted, or he made a promise to her he didn't keep it.
Mm-hmm.
So now, instead of, you know, Thursday night is a night to do it, well, you ain't Thursday night, you can go hang out with the fellow because you ain't getting none this night. So, we've heard that. I mean,
okay, you've heard it, but you shouldn't do it, is what he's saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And here's the reason. If you want to have great sex, again, and we just talked about you want to sexually liberate your spouse or significant other or whatever the hell you call them, you want to liberate them using sex to punish them, and that's why I made sure I put in a negative way. Now, positive, if you playing around or if you joking or you teasing, things like that, that's fine. But if you do it in a negative way, and Jeff, you brought up a perfect example. What you bring is, one, you bring rejection. The person either internalized rejections, internalized sexual frustration. They begin to be conditioned to do things that you want them to do based solely on sex. And when you don't give them that sex, if you continuously use sex as a punishment, and they become conditioned, when they do these things, and when they don't get sex, it brings out anger and further frustration, and then they just stop doing it altogether.
Okay, I understand that, but I think in some instances you don't want. You'd rather have one person sexually frustrated than both persons sexually frustrated. And here's an example. You and your girl or your partner are getting it in, all right? It's good to her, but it's mediocre at best to you. So what do you do? Do you keep doing it? Do you keep having the mediocre sex, or do you say, you know what, I'm not feeling this. I'm not feeling this. Until things get better, I'm not doing this.
Well, I think that's a negative approach to deal with a serious situation. But that's a negative approach. I don't think that you should stop and, you know, that's another number, but I don't think you should stop having sex in order to have better sex or have great sex. But I do think you should communicate. So, okay, I'm not going to put, because you're not good at sex, I'm not going to punish you and not give you sex. Because, one, that's going to frustrate you, that's going to cut you off. Emotionally, it's going to cut you off emotionally, and it's going to damage the relationship. But what I will do, let's sit and have a conversation. Let's talk about, because sometimes, and a lot of times, listeners, a lot of times, the problem, we think the problem is the other person, but the issue really might be with us, within our own selves. And sometimes through conversation, you can discover that. Because a lot of times, go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to say, when we talk about having these conversations about sex and everything, I always imagine a grown-up, what are we doing with this relationship conversation? When people say that, you know, to sit there and talk to your partner about what they're not doing sexually for you, I can never imagine that somebody is sitting down with their significant other, their partner, saying, basically,
you're not eating me right. I want you when you go down on me, I want you to lick my clit, then I want you to go to my vagina. Then I want you to do this. Then I want you to do this. Then I want you to do this to the left lip. Do this to the right lip. Then I want you to do this to my clit. Then I want you to grab my breast. So I don't imagine that conversation happening. When people go to sit down and talk about these things, I always think that they're talking, they're trying to be safe with the conversation. And not they're not really being downright nasty with it, because that's what you want. That's what you're talking about. You're talking about something that's just downright nasty.
And that's why I was saying more people need to be liberated in their conversation about sex, because a lot of it makes people uncomfortable. That's one of the things I love about Amongst Friends, though. And I don't know if that speaks to us in a positive light or in a negative one. I don't know, but for the majority of the people that I've talked to or talk about sex, because I can talk about sex freely. I don't care who I'm talking to about it. You know, I just think sex is a beautiful thing. There's no guilt and shame should be attached to it. You know, especially when it's between consenting adults, I think sex is beautiful and amazing, and, you know, you shouldn't be embarrassed about it. So you're right, Jeff. A lot of people aren't having the conversations where they're saying, look, I want you to eat my vagina. I want you to suck my dick. Like, I don't think people are having that conversation. And, I mean, you don't have to be as blunt, but you should be able to say those things if that's what you want. I agree with you, Q, but I'm just saying there are some people that will probably never be that comfortable. They'll get comfortable, but they probably won't be that comfortable to be like, to say dick or, you know, a pussy or whatever. They're going to be like, they might just stay in the whole vagina penis realm. And I'm okay with that, because I don't think, a lot of people think penis and vagina are nasty words. And those are the, that's PC. That's PC.
If we're in a heated session, I don't want to hear, let me put your penis in my mouth. What? My what?
I cannot with Destiny Keith. That's right. I swear, I'm going to flatline before this night is over with you two fools. But you're right. My wee-wee. My wee-wee. I'm going to put my wee-wee in your cuckoo, please. No. I'm going to squirt on you. I'm about to ejaculate, baby.
Oh my gosh,
I'm ejaculating.
I'm about to blow my wad.
Mm-hmm. I'm about to release. Yeah, I got you. But, yeah. So.
Release on your neck.
Anyway, number seven, you two. Number seven, be vulnerable with each other. Truly be naked. So.
Yeah, okay.
That's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, but a lot,
so
again.
So what you're saying is take off all your clothes. Don't just leave the tape. Don't leave the T-shirt on. Don't leave the tank top on. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Take the socks off.
Both that's physically, I think that's gross. Oh, God. I think that is gross.
Dita told me one time about a sexual experience she had where she had a skull cap on. She said she meant that on the whole time. Remember that, Dita?
She had a skull cap on.
Yeah. It was cold outside. And
I can't. Deidre,
I got at her, and she had
the skull
cap on.
You don't shut the heck up. Oh, my God. Stupid. stupid for no reason.
Bill White, tube socks.
Really?
The white tube socks. That's just. Number 8. Be confident and not cocky. Confident and not cocky. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I had no choice but to be cocky. Okay.
Oh wow.
I have no other choice but to be cocky.
Oh my God. Number 9.
Really?
I like being cocky.
Have repeat shows. Practice makes perfect. Have repeat shows. Practice makes perfect. So don't be just holding, you know, don't just be holding out on sex. Especially if it's a good show. Please don't give me the good. Please don't make me be at the end of the night sucking my thumbs or be dead sleep, and you don't want to ever do that again. You'd be like, yeah, you'll get it in 5 more years. No, you can't do me like that.
Have you ever come up on a person who their first experience with you, they give it everything they got, they don't hold anything back?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, that's golden. That's golden.
Mm-hmm. That's magic.
Oh, yes.
And we did good, and then we'll have some closeout conversation. But number 10, we actually got through this pretty decently and in good time. You know, I'm kind of sad we're coming up towards the end. But number 10, have fun. Those are the 10 components of great sex. And number 10 is have fun. And I think that's what we don't have enough fun when we have sex. Well, I mean, a lot of people don't. They don't. It's just too many thoughts. It's just too much. You just got too much going on in your head. And sometimes you just got to have fun. You got to take it back to, I mean, you know, when you, like Jeff said, when you first encounter one another. And it's just fun and exciting and it's crazy.
Yeah,
go back to that.
You see her titties for the first time.
Yes. Oh, that's so beautiful.
What?
Especially if the nipple ratio is perfect. Like,
what?
Man.
What?
Well, especially if it's got like that little, it's a little darker than the titty. Like the nip area. The nip area is a little bit darker than the city. Yeah, that's beautiful. And then when that joint is like standing at attention, man. Or if the woman got luscious lips.
Oh, gee.
Oh, and long hair. Even though I ain't got nothing against, I think women that got short hair, they can rock it. But that long hair, it's something about it, especially when I can pull it.
Hey,
from the
I
back.
Know, that's right. From the pull on. Because
I can't grip no curly kitchen. Where it's all like just you know, it's just beat at the back.
What you gotta do is you gotta reach up under, the chest, right? And grab the shoulders.
Gee Willikers.
That's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do.
That's when you murdering. You murdering that joke.
or better yet, you take your forefinger and your middle finger, and you put it inside, or you put that inside the mouth, and you pull that open, and you contort that, you make fat. That's it. That's
Lord.
That's it.
With, you said in the mouth, in their mouth, and
yeah,
you pull that neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pull that. Yeah. That's. Yeah,
that's making baby sex right there. That's that making baby sex. You forget to evacuate.
Yeah, somebody said role playing works great. I
You know, I got a problem playing roles when it comes
to... I'm with you. I can't do that role playing crap.
I got to act like I don't know you and be... Nah, I can't... Like, whatever the game is or whatever, I just got to...
It depends.
It definitely depends.
Role playing can be very fun and adventurous. Especially if you got a woman who, or man, for the ladies, if you got somebody that's not really into certain things and you tell them, look, you have to pretend you are a straight up freaky whore and I'm paying you this money, I need you to get down and dirty. Like, that can be fun for you guys. I mean, it don't have to be that extreme, but, you know, just giving you an example.
You want to know what the joint is? Fucking on the Metro. That's the shit.
I'm sorry.
It's what?
What?
Fucking on the Metro.
Ew.
Dude.
Nah, oh, man.
No.
I'm sorry,
hell
Jeff.
No.
I'm into the public. Metro is nasty.
You're in a restaurant, and they have a round table, and you're sitting, like, all the way at the end, I mean, like, in the middle of the round table, and nobody can't really see what's going on where y'all sitting at. Yeah, that's the shit.
Okay, I can get with
that's
that.
The
but the Metro,
the
though?
Nah, dude, it's the Metro.
Yo.
People doo-doo on the Metro.
They do.
Take Britney's role playing and have that end up with sex in the club in the bathroom.
I can get with that too.
That's the shit.
I'm with you on that. The table at the restaurant, the club, but the Metro. I'm not sold with that one.
In the supply locker, after the second offering, right before the benediction.
I'm gone.
You're going to hell.
Anytime. This is why Jeff mad at Jesus. I know that now it's coming out. Now it's slowly coming out. We just got a couple more therapy sessions, and we'll get the full answer of why Jeff. We've already figured out DJ and Q. We already figured them out. Now Jeff is slowly coming out. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself tonight amongst Friends Crew. I hope the listeners, I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves as much as we have. We are over the time, but it was time well spent. I hope you guys got something about having great sex tonight. We love you. Tell everybody you know to call in every Wednesday, 9 p.m. We love you guys. Jeff, do your thing. But not your thing. Just close us out.
Amongst friends, all of you that were here, we got top picks causing mental failure. Crew 4D, peak technique, we hit you hard from the pew to the street. Amongst friends, the ladies for the men, just 21, or wearing the fans. Fab old combo that you like.
Oh my goodness. Oh my God, that was so fucking funny to me. me. Oh my God. Oh my God.
You got to be careful what you tell Jeff, man. This Bama revealing why he got put out the church. This Bama revealing why he got put out the church. He is just getting straight freak nasty in the supply closet in the church. Using the communion wine as lubrication. Come on, Jeff, lubricate your life.
You need a communion wine as lubrication. Lord have mercy.
Get your life.
Oh, my Lord. Y'all are so stupid.
I can't. Between the chat and the phone,
I
can't with y'all.
Oh, my goodness.
I was dead in the chat room.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, early on when DJ said whatever she said, it's she said, "Stop talking about me." That shit was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I was pissy.
Oh, what?
I was pissy.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Y'all are stupid. Y'all are stupid.
Hey, Brittany?
Yes?
Was your boyfriend listening tonight?
I don't know. I'll have to see. He hasn't texted me.
I about to say, you would know because he would have texted you.
Yeah, I think he's pissed.
Even that, you know, he was knocking that door like, so you were saying, right?
So, Brittany, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you get mom right? I just want to know.
I'm sitting here with my mother. Can I email y'all?
I'm not gonna be able to read that email and delete it afterwards.
Hey, no way, you need to look at the video.
You got a video?
No, Joey, you need to look at the video.
What video?
It's in the group.
I'm not watching no damn video.
Yo, I want to tell you something. That is somebody's sister, somebody in the church for real, because she is about her business. I heard.
Let me go watch this video. I'm putting a porn DVD too, so, you know, get the mood right.
No, but that's what I was going to say. Oh, I forgot we still on the air, but that's what I was going to say. I hate in the porns where they be having the socks on. The white socks.
You got the socks on?
Hey, that Joan be mad. Oh, man. Lord, help me.
Oh, my Lord.
So, I see it now.
So, for the 12th, we are set for the 12th. 6:30 at that spot.
Yeah.
All right. So I get on work at 5:30. So
I'm trying to tell you at 6:30 on a Friday night, I might be sitting with some yak in my cup. I can't promise y'all that it's gonna be all right.
Oh, that's gonna make for good radio right there.
Right.
Because your butt already uninhibited, Jeff. So that's going to make for some good radio.
Okay.
Especially if you got the yak in you.
I'm getting some weed.
Oh, Lord.
So, Deidre, what do you... I know we're going to try to run a full show when we get there. So what are we going to use as a topic for that?
It's just going to be a roundtable discussion.
Okay, cool. So we should everybody start thinking about, you know, little conversations that are probably good for roundtable. That'll be key.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should throw stuff up for quite maybe like 5-minute discussion real quick and then get off and then go somewhere. We'll see how it goes though. Yeah.
So, DJ, you're going to pick me up at Silver Spring Station?
Yeah.
Thank you, baby.
All right, now, you too.
we gonna be there on time. I don't know why you tripping.
I have something out.
Yeah, he's not talking about being on time, bro.
Well, I am. I can't. Oh man, y'all some food.
Oh my lord. So what y'all gonna go for tomorrow?
I'm sleeping.
I ain't doing nothing.
Cause I ain't gotta work.
You gotta work?
I said I don't have to work.
Oh.
Yeah, cause I worked all the boring holidays that nobody really cares about, so that I can have all the good holidays off.
Got you. Got you. But, Joe, what's up, man? You just my psychoanalysis. What's up, bro?
Oh, yeah, you tried to murder me. Nah. Nah, you're not about to psychoanalyze me.
I think what the psychosis that Joe is referring to is... But I was on it, though. You know I was right. You know I was right.
No, you was not right. You was off. You was off. But now, if you just kind of delved into my childhood and discussed seeing gross people have do PDA, then you would have been on the right track.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, you know, catching your parents in the act kind of make you...
Well, we all caught our parents. I know I caught my parents in the act a few times. Oh, my Lord.
That's not...
I've never caught my parents in the act, ever.
I'm so happy for you, Deidre.
Me too.
I'm so happy for you. You too, Brittany.
Okay. Okay. If you're with your mom right now, you should ask her.
I'm dead.
Hey, Brittany.
Yes.
You said your mother's listening right now.
She's sitting right here. Yeah.
Hi, Brittany's mom.
Hey there. Did you hear?
Oh, she said hey there.
Hey.
Oh, excuse me. She didn't hear people saying the D word and the P word, did she?
Yeah, probably.
Wait a minute, I got y'all ready? No, I'm not going to say it. That's kind of disrespectful. I'm not going to say it.
Thank you.
Hey, I saw the video that Deidre put up there. I saw this before, and my answer is hell no. First of all, why she make all that noise?
Yeah, because if you're doing it right, then you ain't got all that time for all that noise.
She would mess up the whole scene. Cause my whole concentration would be like gone. I'd be like, will you shut up? Shut your mouth. What the hell is that? I'm like, you know what? You need to get up and go home. Get up, gargle, brush your teeth, gargle, and go home, because it's a shot.
No, seriously, bad head game. I don't believe in hitting women. I don't. I think you are a low person if you put your hand on a woman.
I know hitting no woman because she giving bad head. Don't do it.
But I swear, in the moments where I have had somebody give me bad head, I have wanted to kick the piss out of them. I wanted to kick him right in their urethra tube.
Urethra tube?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask this question. So for both parties involved, if you get bad service on your end, do you even reciprocate?
Say that one more time, Jeff.
If you get bad service, if you're the first person to get service on your end, do you reciprocate even though it was bad?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
It depends on who they are.
At some point, I'm going to end the night right. at some point, maybe, you know, if she giving me bad head, I'm like, you know what, let's switch, my turn. Then after that, we go straight sex, and it's on.
It depends on who it is. It depends. Because if I called you over specifically for that purpose, I don't want nothing else. I called you specifically for that purpose to come over here and get Choke City, and you come over there faking. Goodbye. Go to bed. Go back home. No, you can't stay tonight.
Go to bed.
No. No.
Yo,
you want me to call you a cab?
No cuddling, Joe.
No, you need me to call you a cab. I'll pay for it too.
I remember one time this chick, she tried to get fancy and put her leg behind her head, and he called her Charlie
But I could have gave her an A for effort, though.
Yo, bro, let me tell you something. When you talk about somebody, like, laughing in your face, like, hysterical, I could not get it together. I was crying and everything. I was like, yo, are you really drinking? Yo, you didn't stress before you came over here to get ready? What's wrong with you? No,
but the whole woman smelling like fish thing, let me tell you, this really did come from an experience, and this girl, like, I wanted her forever, like, wanted her bad. None of the game I was spitting was working, nothing like that. And then one day I was just like, just being regular, and I was like, man, you know, why don't you come over to the house and just chill, watch a movie, ain't nothing going to happen, knowing I'm lying, but that's what I told her.
Mm-hmm.
Came over, watched a movie. I'm like, oh, yeah, got to cook dinner. Oh, did it up. Had the candles, everything. We did start watching the movie, but you know how you do. You lean in close and get the smell. Oh, you smell good, girl. And, you know, all that stuff. Man, I got down to them pants, and I'm like, okay. Because I know she don't really want to do it, but I know how to get her in the mood, about to hit the, you know, get the tongue action going. Man, I got down to her pants and got a whiff. I threw up in my mouth. I literally threw up in my mouth. I was like, I went in the bathroom, washed my hands with bleach. Yo, and from that point on, because I ain't never smelled nobody stink before. That was the first time. I ain't never smelled no, you know, and if I did, I didn't know what it was. Man, I literally went to some of my lady friends and was like, is it supposed to smell like, is it moments where it smell like, where your downstairs smell like fish? And they was like, no, she had an infection or something, because it's never supposed to smell like that.
She smell like sauteed skunk, huh?
Yep.
Ooh.
She smell like she was catching tuna with her vagina.
Wow.
But the most beautiful, I'm talking about light skinned Joan with the hazel eyes, long hair.
That's why you mess up, because she's light skinned. You need to get yourself a dark skinned sister to stop tripping.
Let me tell you something. I'm so, before this, and this is how I know my wife was meant to be my wife, because I was sorely attracted to dark-skinned women. But I couldn't get none of them Jones to fool with me, though. I could not get me a dark-skinned woman to fool with me. Seriously, all jokes aside, I could not get a dark-skinned Jones. I wanted a dark-skinned Jones. I ain't talking about that fake dark-skin where you be all, you know, where it's a little bit brown. No, I'm talking about dark-skinned beauty when she smiled, her teeth white. And it ain't even because she get them bleached. It's because she dark-skinned and beautiful. That's the kind of dark-skinned. I could not get a dark-skinned joint to holler at me. And I always wanted to see if that joint, Lord, this is going to come back and bite me, but I don't care. I wanted to see if that joint if it was as dark as their skin or if it was still pink.
It's dark skin and it's pink on the inside. Yeah,
yeah.
You want to
probe
that joint.
Oh, man, something wrong with me, Lord.
Deidre.
Yes. Yes.
Deidre. Deidre.
Yes.
I love you, Deidre.
Uh-oh.
Love you too, Jeff.
What you do, Jeff? What you do?
What you do, Jeff?
I didn't do nothing.
You just wanted to tell Deidre you love her.
Yeah. So the good book says, give them their flowers now while they are yet alive.
I think that is not what the good book says.
See, this is why you and Jesus not on good terms. I need you to fix that. Stop having sex in his house and stop misquoting his Bible.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. Lord have mercy.
You bammas. Had me rolling tonight. Deidre and Q, I swear, y'all are the funniest. Seriously.
I did nothing. I'm chilling.
Y'all are the funniest. And Brittany, with her side comments, be funny too.
Yeah,
I can't visualize. Yes. Gets me every time. And I can't visualize this right now. You going to visualize it later, Britt?
No, I didn't want to think about that at the moment. But let me tell you
where I really, and I took myself out on this, but when she was like, I'm gone to sleep, because Q, man, you are comical. And you are comical. And we was talking about, there was this little video on, like, the faces guys make when they explode or when they have an orgasm. Like, so I just imagine that.
You imagine what, boy?
With your glasses flying off. Oh, man. Oh, y'all gotta stop. Please stay out the chat room with y'all foolishness, please.
I take my glasses off most of the time. You know, sometimes you can't take your glasses off when you're doing the quickie. You can't do it.
But it's like something like off of like a cartoon or something like that. But it's just like when she was like the Jones says, you don't throw them, they just fly.
Jill over there gone.
Why me, Lord?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh,
my Lord.
Oh, man. Y'all
are
a mess.
Oh, my Lord, did it rain?
Real nigga.
Did it rain? Lord have mercy.
All right.
We done? Because y'all acting a plum fool tonight. Where was Heather?
Oh, no, yo.
See?
You said she was on the road.
I don't fuck out the way.
What?
You know I lied. She would not be caught dead over this house.
Hey, guys,
Lord.
I gotta go. So have a good night.
I gotta go, too.
Okay. All right, bye, y'all.
I see y'all.
Later. Bye.